Welcome to our worship of the Almighty and Everlasting God as the Universal Church observes and celebrates World Communion Sunday. We share in the Sacrament of Communion as a family of God, and as we celebrate the sacrament, our worship this morning, we are sharing with fellow believers around the world in faith and in unity. World Communion Sunday is a reminder of the ever-present Spirit of God that unites us as Christ followers around our local area, around the United States, our nation, and throughout the whole world. Having three funerals in the span of 8 days weighs heavily upon us as a church family, and I am grateful for the revealed presence of God and the prayers offered up for the families of the Leitners, the Hayes, and the Kinsman families. You can see on the back of your bulletin that Lynn's brother Paul also passed away this last week, and we would appreciate your prayers. And services for Paul will be on Thursday in Columbus. The Tuesday community meal will be hosted by the Archbold Lions Club, which is back here this week, so our normal volunteers are asked to be present once again. The flowers at the altar rail are from the service yesterday to celebrate the life of Mert Kinsman, so please be aware of that. And on page 6 in your bulletin, underneath the announcements, it says birthday cards, because Josephine Short turns 95 on October 8th. And it's a blessing that Josephine is actually here with us this morning. So happy birthday, Josephine, a few days early. And so there you go. And there's a great reminder to send her a card. Operation Christmas Child is the mission of month for the month of October, and we'll have further information about that next Sunday.
Our scripture reading this morning comes from the book of Exodus, chapter 15, verses 1 through 13, and can be found on page 68 of your pew Bible. Exodus 15, 1 through 13. Then Moses and the Israelites sang the song to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and its rider he has hurled into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has hurled into the sea. The best of Pharaoh's officers are drowned in the Red Sea. The deep waters have covered them. They sank to the depths like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, was majestic in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shattered the enemy. In the greatness of your majesty, you threw down those who opposed you. You unleashed your burning anger. It consumed them like stubble. By the blast of your nostrils, the waters piled up. The surging waters stood firm like a wall. The deep waters congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy boasted, I will pursue. I will overtake them. I will divide the spoils. I will gorge myself on them. I will draw my sword, and my hand will destroy them. But you blew with your breath, and the sea covered them. They sank like lead into the mighty waves. Who among the gods is like you, O Lord? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders? You stretched out in your right hand, and the earth swallowed them. In your unfailing love, you will lead the people you have redeemed. In your strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling.
Let us pray. O Lord, we've heard how you were mighty with these Israelites, that you led them out of Egypt. You performed great works, and they praised you. You led them with a pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire. And Lord, as we think, we realize as well that you are mighty in our lives. You have done great works. You have led us. Lord, you have brought us here together, and we thank you for that. Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit would be among us, that you would be with this worship service, that we might praise you, we might worship you, we might learn more about you, and that you would be with us in our communion. Thank you so much for your perfect love for us. In Jesus' name, amen. As it says in verse 1 of Exodus 15, the Israelites sang the song to the Lord, a song of praise. So let us sing our own song of praise to the Lord, number 25 in the hymnal, Immortal, Invisible. As we prepare for our offerings, let us offer up a prayer of dedication. O great and mighty God, you have blessed us in so many ways. You've blessed us with tangible and intangible. Keep us grateful for all that you have done. Help us as we return a small part of it, knowing that it is still yours as we humbly give it. And please bless our offerings that they might be fruitful in this church, in our community, in our area, and throughout the world. May your church flourish and grow and be a light to the rest of the world. In Jesus' name, amen. May the ushers please come forward to receive our offering.
In addition to the concerns listed on the back of your bulletin, you can be praying for Jeb Bernath, the young son of Ryan and Devin, who broke his arm over the weekend and had to be transported to Toledo and sedated to have the arm straightened. And now they're waiting for the swelling to go down and go back to the doctor and see what might have to happen in the near future. So pray for his healing. Obviously, pray for Sue Kinsman as she is mourning the death of her husband, Mert, but she was unable to be at visitation on Friday because of her own health concerns. So she was able to be here yesterday and was feeling better, but I would encourage you to pray for her health in this time. And last Saturday and yesterday, the services were supposed to be done by Short's Funeral Home. They were in the midst of Randon being hospitalized and passing away later in the week. And his services will be next Thursday and Friday. And we've done a lot of interaction with Randon over the years, so be praying for Randon's family. And I also invite you to continue praying for the search committee. The search committee will have a second interview with a candidate tomorrow evening, but as the process unfolds and we look for other candidates, would appreciate your prayers in that process. Let's come before the Lord in prayer. Gracious Lord God, as your word reveals in what we have heard read from the book of Exodus, Lord, you are an amazing God. You are present with your people. You have been present throughout the ages. Your guiding hand has been upon your people's lives throughout the centuries. Your rescue and restoration, your presence has been felt and known and realized. And Lord, in our own daily lives, as we seek to be obedient disciples, as we seek to strengthen our own understanding of Scripture, that we might have your righteousness in mind in all activities, in all thoughts and words, Lord, we thank you for your continual presence. We thank you for your might and for your power that is so great it's beyond our full comprehension and understanding. And we are simply left to trust in you. Lord, we continue to pray for your blessing upon this congregation as we continue to relaunch our ministries week by week. Lord, we thank you for the volunteers that have arisen. We pray for further volunteers to come and share in our many ministries, that we continue to teach and spread your word. And not only just teach it, but also to live it with our students, with our children, with our youth, with our adults. And Lord, for the ministry of the wider church on this Sunday, when we think about being united in Christ in the sacrament, Lord, we thank you for the fellowship we have with other congregations. We thank you for shared ministries where we engage with other congregations to support ministries and missions around the world, all for your glory and for the blessing of your people. And Lord, in this time of worship, we come before you as a family. We come before you as a family celebrating birthdays and pray your blessing upon Josephine. We come before you as a family celebrating the gift of eternal life for David and for Dwayne and for Mert and for Paul and for Randon. But Lord, we also come praying for their loved ones, their family, their friends, their co-workers. Lord, we pray for your peace to continue to settle upon their hearts and their minds and remind them of that hope and that promise that their loved ones have received through Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord, we continue to pray for Jack as he goes through rehab at Roop Rehab. We pray for his healing and for his strength. We're grateful that Carol has continued to recover well from the insertion of the pacemaker. We continue to lift up to you Bryce and his parents, Brent and Elaine, as he goes through daily trials. Lord, we were grateful to see Jody at 8 o'clock service this morning and pray for her as she goes back to the doctor on Wednesday and pray that that healing has continued. We pray for young Jeb and Ryan and Devin as they care for him. Lord, we continue to lift up to you Sue in her own health situation, praying that your strength would be upon her. Lord, we pray for the search committee. We pray not only for the members of the committee, we pray for those that they're interviewing. And Lord, we pray for the whole process that you will lift up candidates that consider here at St. John's as the pastor of music and worship. Lord, may you continue to guide that process for what your plan will be. And we pray that you would reveal that in your own time and help us to be faithful, help us to be studious in the process, that we would rely upon the guidance of your Holy Spirit. Lord, in unity with Christians everywhere, we bow before you in prayer, praying the words of your Son, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Our second scripture reading this morning is taken from Jeremiah chapter 6, verses 16 and 17, and can be found on page 754 in your pew Bible. Jeremiah 6, 16 and 17. This is what the Lord says, Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. But you said, We will not walk in it. I appointed watchmen over you and said, Listen to the sound of the trumpet. But you said, We will not listen. This is God's holy word.
You are super fast.
And I'm a cheetah.
You're like a cheetah super fast? Wow, I could never keep up with you then. Anybody else feeling cheetah fast?
I did.
All right, okay. Well, I got a joke for you.
Is it a funny one?
Well, let's find out. A couple people laughed early this morning. How do you fix a broken pumpkin?
I did.
You fixed one?
Yes.
How did you fix it?
We used a screwdriver and a drill. Use nails inside of the pumpkin.
Wow, that was a tough pumpkin.
Keep it safe and make sure it doesn't break.
Wow, they used a drill to fix their pumpkin. Well, you know what I think you should use? A pumpkin patch.
You're right.
Is it funny?
Yes.
Is that why you're laughing so much?
Yes.
Okay. You're always my toughest crowd right there. All right. Well, when Avery was reading, he was reading about staying on God's path. And sometimes in the Bible, it talks about staying on God's straight path.
You go the wrong way to go home.
Yeah, if you go the wrong way to go home, you're not going to get there, or at least not for a long time, are you? You try to stay on the same path. But sometimes, maybe we start out wrong, even. Like if I'm going to read the newspaper, I don't hold it upside down or sideways. Yeah, that'd be funny. I hold it right side up and start out reading. Sometimes as people, though, we mess up a lot. Sometimes we don't even start right. And so if I'm starting here and home is down here, sometimes I start and, I went right off the path. Now he laughs. Okay. Sometimes I go off the path, and maybe I go off the path because my eyes aren't on Jesus. I'm not thinking about what does he want me to do. So I go off the path. Well, I try to get back on the path, but maybe this time I go off the path again. Maybe this time I went off the path because maybe maybe watching the trains? Well, that would be a good possibility here. But maybe I told some little white lies, some fibs. That gets you off God's path. Yeah, so I'm back on the path again, and this I didn't even tear it yet. Look, I was on the path a long time this time, but maybe I was cheating a little on something and got off God's path. So sometimes it's pretty hard to stay on that path, but we can try to get back on. But if our eyes aren't on Jesus, we really go off the path. And then if we're not on God's path, we don't often feel God's presence. We don't feel comfort from him, from peace from him. But if I start out on the right path and I'm holding it up and I want to start here and go down here, I'm holding it upright and look at this. I could go, woo! Look at that straight path. I stayed on his path, my eyes were on him, and I went straight home. I can just keep my eyes on God. There was a little wrinkle in that down there, but you know what? I stayed on the path because my eyes were on Jesus. I was following his commandments. Sometimes we do well at that, sometimes not so well. But if we keep our eyes on God and do the things he wants us to do, life's a lot easier. Okay? Let's say a prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being there, pointing out your path, helping us along the way, and being our comfort, being our strength, and being our peace. Help us as we sometimes get off that path to recognize it and get back on. Thank you for everyone here today. Amen. Okay, thanks for coming up.
Let's rise as we are able and joyfully sing number 488, He Keeps Me Singing.
filled.